You're about to listen to a message by Reverend Yomi Kasali of Foundation of Truth Assembly. May the word you hear bear fruit in your heart, now and always.
When Jesus will come, he will come with a shout. The Bible says a shout apart from the trump. He will come with a shout of the archangel. There's nothing wrong with noise and shouting. And people say, what's going on in that place? We are happy. We're glad. We're ending 2018 well. Thank you. They're going to give you 100, but wait. I'm going to give you time to blow. I will blow my own. I bought 100. They will give all the pastors. Pastor Funke is already asking, where's now? Not now. When I finish, Funke is saying, where's now? I will give you your own. If you like, don't blow. If you like, don't blow. Job 22. Because I'm speaking prophetically. For then thou shalt have delight in the Almighty. You will lift up your face unto God. Verse 27. Thou shalt make your prayers unto him. And he will do what? And thou shalt pay thy vows. Now look at verse 28. Thou shalt what? Also. The key word is what? Also, because decree is different from the prayer in verse 27. In 27, he said, you shall pray, he will hear you. In addition to that, you will also decree. That means it's different. You will also, in addition. Why is decree different from the prayers? Because you need to understand the authority you possess. A few days ago, God has been ringing a word to my ears, dominion, dominion. I said, God, how? He said, have dominion, son. How? Have dominion. You take it. They don't give it to you. You take dominion over your territory. You take it. Take dominion. I said, God, I'm doing it. Take dominion. How? By decree. Kings decree. Men that understand dominion are those that decree. You don't go to your own office and begin to beg. You issue directives. In your territory, you issue, when I enter my house, I tell my cook, get up, he jumps up. I tell my driver, do this, he does. I don't ask, can you do it? I decree within my territory. When you understand dominion, you understand decrees. You are decreeing a thing. And what? It shall be established. Hey! It shall be established unto you. That speaks of authority. As we go to 2019, it took me three, four days to understand why God gave me the word dominion. Because God told me what next year will be several months ago. But now 3-4 days, I kept hearing the word dominion. Why? Now I had to connect the dots. Because that thing that I was going to declare to you now cannot be without dominion. Many people here, you need to take dominion and take it by force over your situations. You are going to join me to pray 7 decrees. I call them dominion what? Decrees. Dominion what? Dominion what? Number one, I shall not die in 2019. I am decreeing to my charity. It's up to you. If you want to, don't pray that prayer. I don't want to die yet. I shall not die. It's a dominion decree. Because when God made man, he said, let us make man after our own image. Let him have what? Dominion. Not dominating people. Dominion is deep. Dominion is spiritual. Dominion is God's gift to man. Let him have dominion. Let him have dominion. So you will decree, if you understand what I'm saying. It shall be established. You know what he said? Pastor Gary, he said, thou shalt also. That means in addition to prayers. Many of us know how to pray. We don't know how to decree. He said, in verse 27, go back to the next letter verse. Thou shalt pray. God will hear your prayers. But however, thou shalt also. Thou shalt also. I've left the realm of prayers. I'm not in the realm of decrees. Thou shalt also, in addition to the earlier one, it's time to start decreeing. Repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for today. I decree I shall not die in 2019. Say it again. Say, I decree I shall not die. Shout it. Say, I decree I shall not die. I shall live to declare the works of the Lord. Begin to decree. Begin to decree. Decree to the heavens. Decree to the hemisphere. Decree to the moon. Decree to the sun. Decree to your territory. In this territory, I will live. I will live. I shall not die. Moses said, let Reuben live. Let Reuben live. Use your God-given authority. Come on, decree, decree. Psalm 118, verse 17. Psalm 118, verse 17 says, I shall not die. Can I hear you decree it now? Dominion decrees. Dominion decrees. Lekoteke branda bosha. Makose kete proloba. Leduce kete pralekete bosha. This house is a prophetic house. Can I hear you, those of you outside? Begin to decree. Let the heavens share. Let the moon know. Let the sun obey you. Lando legebo shakatoba. Let them have dominion. Let them have dominion. You have dominion. You have dominion. Decree, I shall not die. Psalm 118, verse 17. But live to declare. Live to manifest. Yes. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. You will manifest God's works. You will declare the works of the Lord. You will testify in 2019. I decree you will testify in 2019. Dominion. I have heard that word. I'm telling you, dominion. Tell your neighbor, say, take dominion. Say it like you mean it. Say, take dominion. I'm tired of people pushing us down. I shall not die. I shall live. Why? To declare the works of the Lord. You know what? I will live to give a testimony. Oh, you're not here. I said, I will live to give a testimony. Because when you are declaring, you are saying, this is what God did for me. Say, I will live to give a testimony. Joshua one day got angry. He was fighting a battle. The sun was coming down. He decreed. He didn't go to pray. Lord, what can I do? He decreed, sun, stay. Moon, stop. I'm not done yet. When I finish here, then you can do your own. That's a man that understands how to decree. You don't understand your power. There is power of life and death in the tongue. Christians don't know how to decree anymore. We're so weak and feeble. We are so feeble that we think we don't. You think anything can go through our lives. You have to decree. Decree a thing. He said, I like it. Thou shalt also. I like Job. Apart from prayers, there is a place for what? But in addition, thou shalt what? Also, decree a thing, it shall be established unto you. It's personal. It's personal. It shall be established unto you. What an insight God gave to me. Some of you cannot even see it. The insight I have here is great, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. There's deep insight in that passage. Thou shalt also, in 2019, you will not die. I stand with apostolic unction, with prophetic clarity. I decree, you shall not die. I decree, you shall not die. You know why? For he holds the keys of death in his hands. He's conquered death. Say, death, where is your sting? I will go when I'm ready to go. I'm not ready. So if you're ready, when I'm ready, I will go. I'm not ready. So 2019, I'm not ready yet. I still have a lot to do, so I'm not ready. Sir, what if accident? No accident can take me. Fire, no fire. For where? I'm decreed in my territory. I'm taking dominion. come against me shall not prosper. Because I shall not. Second decree. Decree according to Psalm 91 verse 10. Psalm 91 verse 10. I decree. Somebody say, I decree. No evil shall befall me and my household. Again, say, I decree. No evil shall befall me or my household. No plague shall come near my dwelling. Begin to decree it now. Begin to decree it now. In 2019, I decree no evil. Can I hear you decree? Can I hear you make that decree? Dominion decrees. Can I hear you make dominion decrees? No evil shall come near my dwelling or my household. Makosekete. These are seven dominion decrees for 2019. We are decreeing as a church. We are decreeing as individuals. I decree. No evil shall come near me or my household. No plague. No plague. No plague shall come near my dwelling. Be it Ebola. What? Be it HIV. Be it AIDS. I decree there shall no evil befall me and my household. Can I hear you decree? Can I hear you decree? Decree boldly. Decree confidently. Decree audaciously. Decree with authority. Decree with clarity. Decree with accuracy. Decree. Come on, church. Begin to decree. Decree it. Your wife, your children, your spouse. No evil. The devil is banished. The devil is banished in 2019 from your household. In Jesus' name we pray. So shall it be. I decree for every man and woman under the sound of my voice with unction. No evil. For the author of evil is the devil. No evil shall befall you in 2019. I decree again, no evil shall befall you in 2019. In the name of Jesus, no evil shall befall your household. In the name of Jesus. The devil listens to decrees. The devil listens to decrees. I'm telling you. He knows. The devil knows men with authority. When you don't have it, he tells you, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. That means he knows some people. He knows men with authority. He knows. I'm telling you, the devil is the author of evil. So he says, no evil shall befall me. No evil. Not the household. That's why Joshua said, that's for me and my house. You know, God. I don't know how to explain it. It's up to you. For thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. You walk with confidence, not arrogance. You walk with confidence throughout 2019. For a thousand shall fall by your right. Come near you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By the authority of heaven, they will not come near you in Jesus' name. I don't care if the world falls. I don't care if everybody dies. Your own house will be exempted. Rahab, the house of Rahab, Petu, only the house of Rahab was left. What are you telling me? God does not make mistakes. He works with covenants. He can't. Number three, because my time is almost up, I want us to praise God. I'm excited for 2019. I want to preach a sermon on Sunday, understanding the prophetic. This house is a prophetic house. There are different houses. This house has a very strong prophetic unction. Different houses. Hebrews 3 says Moses built his own house. Jesus' own house. There are different houses, but the builder of all is who? Is God. There are different churches with different unctions. We have a very strong prophetic unction here. So when God speaks to me to tell you something, he knows why. I kept hearing the word dominion. But almost, I said, God, are you saying I should change the thing you gave me? He said, no, don't change it. Look at it. I'm telling you, dominion. Tell your people to take dominion. Dominion. I'm hearing that. So we're going to be having dominion prayer hour regularly in this church. Dominion prayer hour. Don't come here, feeble man. Who is beating you? Go out there and take dominion. Take dominion. Number three. You say, I decree. I shall not be under. Say, I shall not be under situations in 2019. I will be on top of situations in 2019. That is found from Psalm number 8, verse 6. It says, because you have dominion, you will not be under. Men that have dominion don't stay under, they stay on top. No matter what the devil brings, you stay what? On top, not under. Nothing can put you under. Repeat and say, I decree. You see, thou made him to be under dominion over all the works of your hands. Thou put all things where? Not he put all things above you. They are under you. Sir, there's a storm in my life. I'm on top of the storm. Sir, there's a situation. I'm on top of the situation. Sir, there's a challenge. I'm on top of the challenge. Sir, there's a battle. I'm on top of the battle. Sir, the devil is, I'm on top of it. I will not be under in 2019. Say, I decree. I shall not be under any situation. I shall be on top. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Decree. No matter what. Decree it. Decree it. Decree it. No matter what the situation is, you shall be on top, not under. Men of authority are on top, not under. Dominion. Dominion. You shall be on top. Not under, not under. La cosa que panda de vos. Hey. Manda de que vos, shaka papa. I shall not be under. Yes, ma cosa que deba. In Jesus' name we pray. How many of you can feel the anointing here already? Everything you are decreeing, you will see them manifest. You see, the forces that determine things are here. Light is one of it. Light. The force of light from the sun, from the north, west, south, east. They will make these things happen. It shall be established unto you. Number four, say, I decree I shall not beg for bread. I didn't hear you say, I decree I shall not beg for bread in 2019. I didn't hear you say, I decree. Shout, I decree I shall not beg for bread in 2019. The Lord shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Psalm 37, verse 25. Psalm 37. Begin to decree it. You will not beg. You will not beg. Every time you have a need, God will supply. God will bring it. God will make it happen. Psalm 37, 25. Psalm 37, 25. Decree it. Nobody here shall beg. Shall beg. You will not beg. You will not beg. You will not beg for bread. The Lord will provide. The Lord will provide. Come on, let me hear you decree. Let me hear you decree it. Throughout 2019, from January to December, as we walk into 2019, I walk with power. I walk with majesty. I walk with understanding. I walk with these decrees. These are the decrees. You will not beg. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Number 5, my time is almost up. Say, I decree the arrows of the enemy shall not hit me in 2019. No weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. The word God gave me in Psalm 91, I saw arrows flying, but they will not hit you. They will be flying everywhere. They won't touch you. He didn't say they won't shoot arrows. He said they won't hit you. They will miss you. Can you please help me to decree? Say, I decree the arrows that fly by day or the terror that fly by night shall miss me and my household in 2019. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Psalm 91. Decree. Begin to decree. Not pray. Begin to decree. 91 verse 5 with authority. Yes. Decree. The arrows can fly, but they will not hit you. The arrows can fly, but they will not meet you. The terror can exist. They will not touch you. Can I hear you decree? Can I hear you decree? Come on, decree. Come on, decree. Church, decree. Church, decree. Decree. Yes. Yes. In Jesus' name I pray. I decree over your life from January 1st to December 31st, 2019, the arrows of the enemy will miss you. They will not hit you. They will not hit you. In the name of Jesus. Declare the works. You will testify your agony. You will declare it. The next one is very personal for me. Read John for me. John chapter 6 verse 39. I prayed this for 2 days in my retreat. I kept praying it. He said, this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing. I'm not a loser. Say, I'm not a loser. So we decree that in 2019, I will not lose anything. This is the Father's will. Increase is the will, not decrease. This is the Father's will. Hey, I prayed it. This is the Father's will. Of everything that God, not the one I went to take home, the one God gave to me, I will not lose. Lift your hands up. Say, I decree. Say, I decree. I shall not lose anything God gives to me in 2019. They shall increase. I shall not decrease. Begin to decree. You will not lose. You will not lose. You shall gain, not lose. You shall gain wealth. You shall gain honor. You will not lose honor. You shall gain wealth. You will not lose wealth. You shall gain good friends. You will not lose good friends. Losing is not God's will. Losing is not God's will. Of all the Father has given, I shall not lose. This is the Father's will. This is the Father's will. This is the Father's will. Decree. 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 This is the Father's will. You will not lose your son. You will not lose your daughter. You will not lose your job, for God gave you that job. Everything the Father gave to you, you will not lose. You will not lose your car, for God blessed you with it. You will not lose. Can I hear you decree, decree it? With understanding, I will not lose it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen to this. Because Jesus was not said it. He said, this is the Father's will. In John 17, verse 12, he said, accept the son of perdition. But all Jesus said, except, if you look at it, while I was with them, I kept them in their name. Those that you gave to me, I kept. None of them is one. You don't know the Father's will. Losing is not the Father's will. Except the son of. The day I found it, he said, this is the Father's will. That's what I love most. That anything God gives to me, God gave me my wife, I won't lose her. He gave me a car, I won't lose it. Gave my son, I won't lose it. If it's the flesh that gave you, you can lose. But if it's God, you won't lose it. That you will increase. This is the Father's. If you want to know his will, I just told you his will. Losing is not God's will. Whenever I go to battle, I win. I don't lose. Because losing is not the Father's will. Except the son of... That one is between God and the purpose. You will not lose next year. You will not lose next year. You will not lose anything next year. In the name of Jesus. You will not lose your job next year. In the name of Jesus. All that the Father gave to me, I will not lose. You need to ask God for insight into that scripture. He said it. He even said it again. John 17, when he was praying. He said, everything you gave me, I kept. And nothing is lost. Nothing is lost. Only that one. You see? None of them is lost. That one lost is key. I will not lose. That's why those that God send my way to pastor, I don't lose them. They will go, they'll come back. Because it's connected in the spirit. I'm decreeing it already. I'm decreeing it. So I won't be giving them maybe there. No, I'm decreeing. I fight for my own. I understand it. The last one. Number what now? Because I want to pray. 11:30. I want us to sing and dance. I want us to sing and dance. Oh God. Number 7. I decree that my land shall yield an increase. That's a decree. Say, I decree that my land shall yield an increase. When he said, I have dominion over everything, including your land, the ground of a certain rich man yielded increase. There's a decree. Say, I decree my land shall yield an increase. Begin to pray. Begin to pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. My ground shall bring forth a fruit. My ground shall bring forth a fruit. 7 dominion decrees. 7 dominion decrees. Lakebo sheketebra. Shall yield an increase. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Those decrees that you have made with your mouth and with your tongue, I announce to you, they shall be established unto you. 2019, you shall see them happen. They shall be established unto you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening. Worship with us at Foundation of Truth Assembly Headquarters on 40/42 Imam Dauda Street off Eric Mosu Lere, Lagos. God bless you.